NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and Isaac Bruce is traveling. He's traveling this weekend, so that means I'm going to ride this thing solo as Isaac Bruce takes care of business. And the thing about it, he's taking care of business a lot more since the Los Angeles Rams. Our Los Angeles Rams took care of business and won the Super Bowl. So, you know, once a franchise and a team wins a Super Bowl, legends from that squad get a little bit more in demand and a little bit more want to talk to them a little bit more. So that's what Isaac is doing. So I'm doing Ramblings alone this week, but I don't think I'm alone because I got these loyal Ram fans listening and supporting and showing love. And I appreciate it. And the ones who are subscribing and downloading this episode and downloading Ramblings, please continue to share it and have more people download and subscribe to Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. And if any business owners listening now, you know, we have sponsorship opportunities. So just drop us an email. You can email me, Doc Holliday at 12tribesllc.org. That's DocholliDay at 12, the number 12, 1 and 2 tribes, TRIBESLLC.org. You know, if you want to sponsor on the Ramblings, be a title sponsor, want me and Isaac to, you know, mention your product, holler at us. But anyway, we're going to holler at the Rams because the Rams trying to holler at somebody this offseason. And we know we all going into the offseason extremely happy, happy, joy, joy right now because we are the 2021-2022 Super Bowl champions. So we walking around with our heads up, walking around with that big stick because we put that big stick on the entire NFL world last season, bringing home a championship and winning that championship at SoFi. So now we go on into the next season, and immediately after winning a Super Bowl, people want to say, and people want to ask you, well, what y'all going to do next? Don't even let you bask in it anymore. But you know you have to. NFL Pro Bowl, the NFL Combine just finished, so the Rams have been assessing talent at the Combine and assessing talent now, but also assessing free agent talent, free agents on the squad, free agents not on the squad. What do they need to improve on? How can they improve? Who to keep, who not to keep, who to bring in? But you know what? I've seen a couple of people post some things and say some things about Rams on our squad that we may need to trade or trade. And I'm like, what the hell y'all hear that at? Are y'all making up stuff? Because a lot of people make up stuff. So I saw one that said the Rams need to trade Matthew Stafford. Whoever said that, smack yourself. Or you need to be smacked. Not trade Matthew Stafford when we just got him and gave up all those picks for him and a quarterback. So stop it. See, that's them haters that be trying to start a conversation, start consternation within this professional world-class world championship organization. So whoever said that the Rams are thinking about a should trade Matthew Stafford, slap yourself. If Matthew Stafford says he wants to be traded from the Rams, Matthew Stafford, you slap yourself. But I know you didn't say that. But people put that crap out there. So whoever said that Matthew Stafford should want to be traded from the Rams this offseason, smack yourself. Smack yourself hard, too. Real hard. And the next one. Aaron Donald shouldn't come back to the Los Angeles Rams. He should retire. whoever out there saying that, smack yourself. Matter of fact, have the person who said that about Matthew Stafford, have them smack you and you smack them. Then y'all smack yourselves. Because where else would Aaron Donald, what else would he do if he don't come back to the Rams? Where else would he go? Hopefully he doesn't retire. I don't think he's going to retire. I don't know AD. I just know it from him, being out there being a baller. I don't know him, so I don't know how he's thinking, but I do know once you go through a season like that, and it's tough, especially when you're a player like him, because he's not just an NFL player. He's an NFL legend. It's the difference. I was an NFL player. That's an NFL legend. He's an NFL legend. So whatever he wants to do, he's earned the right to do that. Plus, he got a beautiful wife and kids, so he earns the right to spend more time with his magically melanated family. But whoever said that Aaron Donald and you're not a Rams fan, that you're just trying to start some crap, smack yourself. Stay out of our business. It's family business. Stay out of our business. Because we want Aaron Donald back as long as he wants to be here. Aaron Donald should get the treatment that Aaron Rodgers is getting from Green Bay. You stay here as long as you want to. So whoever put that out there, that he don't need to come back to the Los Angeles Rams, man, smack yourself. Or man, that smack yourself. And for anybody who says that Aaron Donald should be traded from the Rams, come on, man, y'all know what I'm about to say. Man, smack yourself. You tripping. Aaron Donald, if you say you need to be traded from the Rams, smack yourself. But you ain't said that, big dog. I know big dog ain't said that. He ain't going to do that. But see, once you have a championship team, everybody wants to talk. Because everybody talks about the championship team because that's the team that's getting attention. So if people talk about the team that's getting attention, they're going to get attention. Even though some of the things they're saying are absurd. Absurd. And absurd, because absurd isn't even a word. But what they're saying about Aaron Donald should be traded and Matthew Stafford, that don't make sense. Because so those are not even thoughts that the Rams are thinking about. But I say this to non-Rams, Ramily, stay out of our family business. Stay out of our business. Stop it. Shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Now, one thing that I know the Rams are trying to do, and I applaud them for it, is get Von Miller back. We ain't got to have him back, but we want to have him back because he came in, he played well in the playoffs, played well in the Super Bowl. He was that other force on the other end that made that defense and really put that defense over the top. Leonard Floyd doing this thing on one side. Von Miller came and did this thing on the other side. And Aaron Donald causing all kinds of hell in the middle. So it looks like Von Miller, I think I saw a report where he told Josina Anderson that he wants to try to work it out with the Rams first. Then he'll start pursuing other opportunities and other options, which is a good thing. That means he's a legend, too, that he wants to be there. He wants to stay in L.A. He wants to stay with the Rams. He wants the Rams, and hopefully the Rams, well, the Rams want him too. But the Rams dealing with, you know, some salary cap things, but really ain't, you know, it really ain't that hard to figure out. Les Snead, pretty smart. He's the front office guy. He gets with his numbers guys. They can figure it out. Then he have big contract veterans on the team who love the team. And I'm pretty sure they don't mind restructuring their deal, just getting their, you know, making their money into some bonuses, bring their salary cap down because they're still going to get their loot. They're going to get the loot. Just the game checks will be a little less, but they're still going to get their loot. So getting Von Miller back, I'm sure, is a priority for the Rams, even though I hope so. Because I want to see my man back. I want to see how good the defense can really be with him going through an entire offseason, going through a training camp, getting acclimated really to the entire defensive package, the entire defensive scheme. Because when he came in, when he comes in, you don't throw the whole defensive playbook at him. That first week or two, you give him a couple of plays. Like, look, this is what you do, man. Or you just go out there and be like, look, when you go out there, bro, just rush the passer. I mean, yeah, just rush the passer. That's it. Just rush. We ain't worried about, don't you worry about no stunt calls. Don't you worry about no line calls. You just go get at it. But now, you know, have a whole offseason to really get into the defensive playbook, get into the defensive scheme, get even more healthy, fresh start. Because, you know, being in L.A. with the Rams, still a fresh start after being with the Broncos for so long. And the Broncos, I know y'all got a little, the Bronco fans, I know y'all got a little happy. Because I know Von Miller probably intimated, made a couple of comments that he, you know, possibly would come back. And maybe he can if his stuff don't work out with the Rams. Because people and players can want to go somewhere all they want to, but they want to be paid too. They want to be compensated fairly. And fans and people cannot get upset with players for wanting to get their money, especially at the point of his career that he's in. He should be trying to get all the money he can get right now. Because trust me, once these teams see that you're not really putting out or contributing like you did, they'll cut your ass in a minute. So you should get all that you can possibly get. So hopefully the Rams and Von Miller can work that out and bring him back, because I love to see him back. I love to see that defense back together like that. Now, I know some talk. I know the Rams, you know, they got some free agents, some restricted free agents as well. And they didn't tender restricted free agent Troy Reader, inside linebacker, an offer, which means I think if they would have tendered him I would have had to pay him at least $2.4 million like that. And I don't think the Rams want to pay Troy Reader $2 million. And first of all, the Rams really don't be paying inside linebackers like that. They really don't be spending a lot of money on inside linebackers. But when you got a defensive tackle like Aaron Donald, who causes a lot of hell, you really don't need a high-paid inside linebacker, but it's good to have one that's a dog. I ain't saying Troy Reader's not a dog. He started 10 games last season. I think he had 91 tackles, something like that, a couple of sacks. And people say, you know, those stats look good. They look decent. But an inside linebacker, man, let's do the math. 17, 91 divided into 17. Inside linebackers, you really want them to be, you know, somebody that's smacking somebody up the head. And the fact of the matter is, Troy Reader made a lot of mistakes last season, especially in the playoffs. I was watching, I was like, oh, man, you over-pursued. Oh, man, you got ran over. Oh, man, you missed a tackle. Oh, man, you couldn't cover. Oh, man, you was in the wrong position. You were in the wrong spot. And that's stuff that the coaches see. And they relay that to the front office. Because when they're trying to make decisions on players, they get them video guys. They may mash up highlights and lowlights of this player. So let me really break down what they did or what they can't do. And they look. We see highlights. They look for lowlights if they're trying to find a reason not to pay you. They show you the highlights on TV. But if they're looking for a reason not to pay you, and I'm not saying the Rams looking for a reason not to pay Troy Reader. I haven't talked to anybody in the Rams front office. Hell, I don't know anybody in the Rams front office. So I ain't saying this is what they did, but I just know when people, it's just like when somebody want to break up with you, they find reasons to get mad at you. It could be 1,000 things that you're doing right. one thing that you do that they don't like, that's the reason. But my thing is, we really need an inside linebacker that's going to be a consistent dog. Who they know, like, okay, man, if just so happened we get past this first level, which includes Aaron Donald, A'shaun Robinson, and them dudes, the Rams got to be like, okay, they get to this second level, we want somebody in the middle of this field that can make you not want to get to that second level. Somebody in the middle of the field who can go over and take care of that line, that tight end when he runs that hook route, when they run a crossing route. We on the zone, stand there, bro. Know where you supposed to be. Know what you're doing. Don't be out of position. Do your job. Because the inside, the middle linebacker, man, that's that dude on the defense because he's in the middle of the action. You got to see it all. You got to be able to respond and react. And a lot of times the middle linebacker is the one calling out the plays, calling out the adjustments. So that's not saying they're not going to keep Troy Reader, but that's my opinion on Troy Reader. He's a good salvageable guy, but as far as us needing a dog and inside linebacker, middle line, hey, bro, he just had to step his game up physically and mentally. Can't be out of position, my guy. I saw that a couple of times. Can't be getting drugged. Can't be getting run over. And the Rams like, at least 2.4. Nah, man, we got to place this money other places. We got other things we want to do with this loot. But it's the offseason. You know, decisions have to be made. At least the Rams are making it as Super Bowl champions. So Rams fans know that Les Snead knows what he's doing and that Rams front office knows what it's doing. So now they have the confidence. If they didn't already have the confidence of any kind of skeptical Rams fans, they have them now, because they've brought their organization a Super Bowl championship. So they're really playing with house money for another year or two. Because the Rams had all the pressure on them and expectations to not only get to the Super Bowl last season, this past season, win the Super Bowl, and they did it. I don't think people understand how hard that is, man. You can put all the players together. You can put all the pieces together. And then once you do that, when people are like, oh, y'all got to win the Super Bowl, or if y'all don't, this was a sucky season. Y'all just did the worst things ever by giving up all those draft choices and going all in. If y'all don't win the Super Bowl, that's a heck of a pressure to have. To live up to those expectations. Matthew Stafford coming in, bro, you ain't never won nothing. That's what they saying. You ain't never won nothing. You put up big numbers. What can you do in the postseason? Matthew Stafford, like, man, he put me with a good team with some equally good players around me, and I'll show you what I can do in the postseason. Because those Detroit Lions teams are horrible. Now you left a Detroit Lions squad where you had Calvin Johnson. That's, you know, Hall of Famer, but now you come to a squad that got at least two future Hall of Famers. It's a different situation and better supporting cast. So it's a lot of pressure, though, still to have those expectations on you that you got to win. Got to win the Super Bowl now. Just can't get there. And they did it. Got to salute that, man, because that's a lot of mental anguish. I ain't going to say it's anguish, but the word is pressure. Because you got to perform. You got to get it done, and they got it done. So you got to salute to them, man. And they won the NFC West. So you got to salute to them. But regardless of what they do, I think our Rams will still be expected to win the NFC West again next season. and they're going to be Super Bowl favorites. At least one of them. Unless, you know, something big happens, like Aaron Donald does indeed retire and something crazy happens. But if everything stays put as it is now, getting Robert Woods back, it'll be huge. Because the NFC West is going to be, look a lot different. Because we see the Seattle Seahawks traded Russell Wilson, traded him to the Broncos. And it's like Seattle just like, we just finna start over. Because you trade away your franchise cornerstone quarterback, Russell Wilson, who did win you a Super Bowl, and who does still play extremely well. You got rid of him. Then you get rid of the longtime linebacker, Bobby Wagner, the solidifier of that defense. Bobby Wagner, he's up out of there. So Seattle was going to look totally different. They didn't really give us any problems this last season anyway, you know, but still. Some damn 49ers gave us problems that we finally got over that problem, but still though. NFC West gonna look different. But I don't think the Rams care. They like, you know, I don't care who you line up. We just gonna get them and we gonna beat them. But Russell Wilson is gone from the NFC West. So we won't have to worry about him. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, I don't know what they got going, kind of relationship they got going on. I don't know what's going on. And we know with the 49ers, with Garoppolo. But as long as they got Deebo Samuel, that's a dude that just shake your, you have to shake your head. You got to face, oh my gosh. But all these moves, moves so far. And, you know, we just hitting the offseason. So it's going to be interesting to see what moves the Rams make, what decisions they make, and what moves they don't make. And I'm still curious to see what other NFC West teams are going to do, because that's our division. We want to continue to dominate it. We want to continue to win it. So you have to pay attention to what those NFC West teams are doing. Remember, Arizona made all those moves last offseason, but it didn't work. We didn't care. AJ Green, DeAndre Hopkins, we cool. JJ Watt, okay, cool. Y'all do what y'all do. We're going to do what we do. Beat your head in. Well, we ain't just beat, you know. Y'all beat us once. We beat y'all. So, still. But yeah, offseason just started. I want to see what our Rams do. And Troy Reader, if you're listening, man, I ain't just dogging on you, my guy. I'm just saying, bro, you know, just watching. You know, just some stuff you need to improve on. We appreciate you. Hope you do come back. Von Miller, definitely hope you come back. And once again, whoever said that the Rams need to trade Matthew Stafford, smack yourself. Please. And I got to touch on this before we get out of here. Man, look, say what you want to say about Aaron Rodgers. Man, dude. He and the Packers agree to a 4-year contract extension worth $200 million. First of all, bro, that's an average of $50 million a season just for the regular season. And when you give somebody that type of money, bro, I ain't even just really be got to come. I mean, you the quarterback, but you ain't got to do much at practice. But a 4-year contract extension worth $200 million. This what gets me, though. $153 million of that is guaranteed. $153 million is guaranteed. Damn. Which means if he decides to retire, he going to get that money. Most of that money. But ain't no way in the hell, man, if I'm a quarterback, four more years. You ain't being hit in practice. You ain't being touched. You can do whatever you want to in the practice facility. So you ain't really got to work too hard. Our definition of hard, like you did, at, you know, because you got carte blanche. And get $50 million a season? Oh, bro, I'm riding them 4 years out. I'm riding them out. Y'all don't have to cut me. But Green Bay said they were willing to do whatever it takes to keep Aaron Rodgers, and damn it, they did that. They did that. Just like our Rams did that and won the Super Bowl this year, 2021, 2022 Super Bowl champions. But anyway, Isaac Bruce, Pro Football Hall of Famer, the Golden Child, the Golden Jacket one. The King from Plantation, or from Fort Lauderdale, Theta Town. He'll be back with us next week. But thank y'all for tuning in this week. And remember, make sure you like and download, share. And if you want to advertise on Ramblings, holler at me on Twitter, send me a DM, or as I said, drop me an email, docholiday@12tribesllc.org. That's the number 12, tribes. That's Holiday with two L's. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce, who's not here today, and Doc Holiday. Until next week, I'm out. I'm gone. For real. Next week, though, I got things to do. Weekend about to start. Y'all, why you still listening? Told you I was finna go. Are you listening because you don't want me to stop? I'm about to stop because I got to stop. But I hope y'all don't stop listening. Keep listening. Appreciate your support. Appreciate your love. I'm really out.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.